I've been thinking. If Mr. Beethoven and his housekeeper did leave, surely we could find someone nice to live upstairs. The rooms are large, and Father's patients always talked about the view of the river. Father used to carry me down by the riverbank on his shoulders. Mother says it's dangerous to stand close to the water. But she says I am old enough now to go down there if I want to on my own. Dear Uncle, I have now seen with my own eyes that Mr. Beethoven is mad. I will tell you the story in the hope that you will do something. Last night, when I was getting ready for bed, I happened to look up at the ceiling. I noticed water collecting there. As usual, Mother was busy with the twins, so I climbed up the stairs and crept along the hall to Mr. Beethoven's room. I peeked in the door. He was standing in the room with no shirt on. He had a jug of water in his hands. He was pouring the water all over his head, right there in the middle of the room. He shook his head like a wild animal, and all the time stamping his feet like he was marching or listening to a song. You should see my father's study. Do you remember how tidy he was? Well now, there are papers lying everywhere, on the floor, on the chairs, on the bed which isn't made. There are dirty dishes stacked up and clothing crumpled on the floor. And another thing, he has been writing with a pencil on the wall. Dear Uncle, do you remember I told you once about a stray dog who was whining on the street? He is a small and spotted dog, and I have found a way to stop his crying. Today, he seemed quite pleased to share my sugar cake from lunch. This afternoon, a carriage pulled up, and the driver handed me a card. It said, Prince Karl Lichnowsky, and I saw on the back of the carriage the prince himself. He called out to me and said, If Mr. Beethoven's door is closed, please do not disturb him. Mr. Beethoven must be a terrible man if even a prince is afraid of him.